everybody, and welcome to the WooCast, the very first live episode. This is where you like go, yay!
Whee!
Oh, wow. I am your host, Nidoflo, and I'm joined with that thing.
Excuse me. I'm Kobold Northcote.
I said I'm joined with that thing.
Kobold Northcote.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
All right. So in this episode, we, at the end, we'll do some Q&A if we have time, but we decided to talk about our convention sex stories. So.
Yeah. And just a couple generic sex stories, because I think we both have some interesting.
Because you've only
ones.
Been to like one con.
I've technically three. This is my third.
I've been to like 50, so.
Okay, Gramps. It's okay.
No, 200 people. Said. We're talking about conventions. What are you. Okay, anyway. I'll start, because it's a fun story. I like telling it. I was at a convention. I don't remember which one. It was probably MFF or some shit. But I was in Nido, and I was at a mersuit party. Oh my god, Nido's a mersuit. Shocking. Oh.
You never told
no
me.
No shit. But yeah, I was at a mersuit party with some friends, and see, I had the bunny head on. And I had two particularly stretchy friends. And I mean stretchy. So what I did was I inserted my entire fist into one of their asses. They were in fursuit too, by the way. And then in another ass. And while I was in both of their asses, all of us in fursuit, the chick that was on the bed was like, hey, Nido. And I was like, what? She's like, do you know what that's called? And I was like, no. And she's like, that's called chariot riding. And so while I was double fist deep, I started bursting out laughing. So that happened.
Oh, God. Isn't there a picture of that?
There's also the same party. Yeah, no. There's also the same. There's no picture evidence. Shut up. There's also the same party where I licked whipped cream off of a girl's tit because it was funny.
It is.
It tasted all right, though.
What else would it taste like?
I don't know. I've never licked a nipple that wasn't man nipple.
They taste the same. It's skin.
What else if would there's it? Something? I don't know.
What?
Girls are different. I don't know. I'm gay.
You are. Ugh. Okay. It's just a nipple. It is the same.
You're a nipple.
Oh. Oh?
Yeah, we got any nipple lovers in the audience? Say, yeah! What about feet? Dude, calm down.
Okay.
I knocked it with my teeth, which are removable.
And they're also magnetic, so they might.
To any of you that don't already know, do you know why these teeth are removable?
We'll give you a good guess.
Correct. I tried to suck dick in this suit like once, and I hated it. Because it's so inconvenient. Because you have like this in the way, and then you're just trying to be like, and you're trying to be like sexy or whatever, but it doesn't work.
I mean, it's the same with pup hoods. There's no good
no,
way.
No, pup hoods like actually like flatten to your face. A fursuit doesn't flatten.
But it's not the most attractive look just to have just a pup snout just smushed against your face.
Look. Oh my god! Holy fuck, no.
Jesus.
Wow. Either way, Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, gross.
It's gonna be a long night.
That was.
We're off to a great start.
Holy shit. A WooCast doesn't fuck around.
Jesus. Oh, I would, you know,
well, I just got off though right before the panel.
What'd you just say?
Is that I just got off right before the panel though, I'm good.
You did, you really did.
Anyway.
It was a halfway decent load.
It was two loads, one on each side of my face. But anyway, your convention stories, North.
Well, okay, the only conventions that I've really fucked at was this current IFC. And
oh my god, you fucked?
Oh my god.
What did you do?
And,
who did you do? What did you do?
Who did I do?
No, you don't have to name him, but what did you do?
I'm not gonna name
you. You don't have to be blunt about it. Just say who it is.
You're disgusting.
What?
But the only conventions that I've really had sex at are this IFC and the most recent MFF, 2019? Was that the most recent one?
Golden days. Sorry, I'm still not used to microphones. They're fun.
But the only conventions that I've really had sex at are those two, and I don't really have many fun con sex stories.
Maybe you're just not fun. Oh.
Well, tonight's the big sex night. Yesterday was...
Tonight's the big sex night.
It is.
If y'all are going to have sex tonight, say, ah! Wow, really? No one's getting laid?
Are you kidding me? Y'all... Okay.
Come on.
Can we just
literally?
Can we do a mixer after this and just start pairing people up?
No.
But yeah, the only major sex that I've had was last night.
Major sex?
I don't know what else to call it. Significant.
Well, I'm
sex.
Not going to say the opposite of that because that sounds really awful.
Well, okay. This is so
this
bad.
Is so bad.
I don't think we can.
This is what editing is for.
This is good to monetize.
I'm sure it's being live streamed. It's fine.
Friday night's kind of like the prelude for the rest of the weekend.
The prelude.
You're.
Prelude.
That's right. You really like pre, don't you?
It's not about me.
Yes, it is.
But yes.
Well, okay. So, like last night, the most I really did was I sucked a guy off, I fisted a guy.
You're acting like that's so blasé. Like, I guess I fisted a guy. NBD.
Well, okay. Well, you're really into
fisting. How many guys have I fisted? Probably like 10 or so. Maybe less. Probably less.
Really? I thought you were like a lot more into it than that.
Probably. I mean, I am, but like to find a guy that's able to take a fist isn't the easiest thing.
Oh, that's true.
Not everyone's a Red Rusker hogging all the big fists.
Oh my God. Well, there's been a few.
I met Sea Salt.
There's... You're a hot mess. There's been a few people at the convention that we found so far that are pretty good at fisting. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so earlier I was literally like fisting a person. They had an 8-inch dick too. It was fantastic.
It was wonderful.
Very, and they had pumped up balls. Oh my God. So this convention, I learned about ball pumping. Like I thought like if you pump your balls, like I don't expect much. Like maybe they'll get a little bit like purple and a little bigger.
I always thought they would almost kind of be like a hickey, where it would
right.
just, where it would just kind of.
But I learned like if you pump balls like Senny does, like you see in his videos, like they stay big and round.
Huge.
Like
they're enormous.
They stay big. It's so hot, and they're like solid. It's not like a weird like inflated balloon sack with like a nut floating around in it. It's like.
Well, see, okay, I always thought that typically when you saw those huge nuts, those are actually people who did the injections.
Yeah, like the saline
injections. But no, you could actually just do that with pumping.
So I'm going to get a pump after the con.
Well,
because that sounds like fun. I'm sick of having tiny balls.
They're not that tiny.
They're pretty fucking small. I have small balls.
They're not as tiny as you think. I think we've both seen significantly smaller.
I call them my grape nuts.
Oh. I think pine nuts would be more accurate.
Why?
But they're smaller.
This
are
is
they?
My pinus.
Oh, you're... Okay.
I'm sorry. This is the worst thing you've ever heard, but this is what you signed up for, the Awoo cast.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I was fisting him. Back to that.
Once again, blasé. I was fisting
him. And someone. I got up to my elbow, and, like, my hand was, like, right here inside of him, and you could see it in the belly, and he goes, like, high-five me. And I was like, you fucker.
So,
and then there was other people in the room, and I was like, it's kicking. It's a boy. Fisting can be fun and sexy.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you were, like, pushing up against his belly button, too, and it was a real interesting experience.
Yeah, imagine Sea Salt put in real life.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of possible, assuming you're...
Just not his alternate Twitter. What?
Hmm?
We don't talk about that.
Oh. Mm. Are you not...
What?
Do you not like the big chunks?
The poo-poos? No.
Oh.
It's okay if you like poo-poo. I just don't like the poo-poo.
You don't like the poo-poo?
No, I just like wearing diapers and pissing in them because I'm a special boy.
Just a little.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, we went to a store.
You did go to a store.
Oh, my God. Oh, you didn't go. I forgot.
I didn't go to the store. You left me at the booth.
Your loss.
Was it my loss, though?
Yes. A few friends and I, early at the convention, someone handed us a business card for, like, an ABDL store. Called My Inner Baby, and I saw the back of it, and the number was 1-800-P-PANT, which was fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So it was only 20 minutes away, so we drove there, And it was, there were so many people in this like little store. And the thing that was really throwing me off is they were playing nursery rhymes the whole time.
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
No, they fucking weren't. Are you shitting me?
It was so bad.
What kind of nursery rhymes? Just like
baby
rock-a-bye
shark,
baby?
Doo-doo-doo, like that shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
Me fucking too, man. I don't...
But I ended up buying a 10-pack of Tykeables diapers and
so they sold the
Little Paws diapers. Yeah. What's that? Okay.
Okay.
I've seen balls almost as big as a melon.
What's your... Because I know there's a little faces on the... There's like the... Okay. Did
Hello.
You get the peekaboo ones?
Or no, I already have the peekaboo ones.
I don't know anything about the diapers.
Well... I don't like the design of these ones called Little Paws because they're a little bit more baby looking. And I know I say it all the time, but I'm a diaper lover, ABDL, not an AB adult baby. So I, as much as you can make a diaper not look adult baby, I'm just like, I like them to be more like adult
You like
diapers.
A mature.
Yes.
You like to look like a refined and sophisticated.
A refined pisser.
I'm about ready to piss myself, but I'm going to look good doing it, you know?
That's subjective for sure, but yeah. I also bought boosters so you can pee like even a lot more in them.
What the hell is a booster?
You put it in the diaper and it's like the absorbency stuff, so it absorbs even more. There were 2,500 milliliters just for the booster.
So is it a liquid?
That's a lot of pee.
Is it a liquid or like a
powder? No, it's like a kind of like a pad, but with gel in it, you know, the gel that expands, that's what's in a diaper.
So it's literally just a pad.
Yeah, but okay.
I literally don't know.
I don't know if tampons and pads have like gel in them. I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do they? So I guess, yeah, I guess it's basically a piddle
pad. A piddle pad.
Yeah.
If that isn't someone's name, piddle pad.
I guarantee you there's someone called Piddle Pup.
That's fantastic.
Is anyone in here an AB or a DL or both? One person.
Well, there's two.
I'm also blind.
Well...
Well, okay, I'm talking to two people in the audience. It's okay, though.
So.
So, back to cooking for more relatable.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Okay.
Fine.
I hear the judgment in your voice.
What?
Who here likes vor? Hands?
How yeah, a lot of fucking people like eating other people.
That's true.
Vor tops and vor bottoms.
Okay, now, okay.
I know it's preds and praise. Calm down.
Okay, now, hands back up for the people who like vor. Now, put your hands down if you're prey. Okay, so...
What the fuck? It's mostly preds?
That's what I was kind of curious about. Okay. Okay.
All the preds in this room
now,
just got a little bit
now
hard.
Now, for a switch, put your hands down. Okay. So most people are...
Or wet, whatever.
Okay, so most people are switches, I guess? Okay.
So you like to have your cake and eat it too?
Oh God! I like to eat a nice cake.
Oh.
Oh.
If you were a cake, what flavor would you be? God damn it, Duke! Fuck you! Fuck you in particular! God fucking moonwalk, bitch! You won't. Oh, you're not even in those shoes, are you?
You're not in the right. Are you?
You're not
in
moonwalk shoes, are you? Do it.
Do it.
Okay. We make you did it. The anthro did it. Do it in the anthrocast. Everybody, hee! Do it.
Moonwalk. You can sit down.
Thanks, Duke. Thanks, my little chocolate cake.
That sounds so bad.
No, don't. Pika stay.
Pika stay.
Mm. So what other stories were you going to tell?
Oh, God. Okay. Well, the one that really stands out to me the most was I'm still in college. So last year, no, 2 years ago, my freshman year, I was on Grindr being a whore. And,
oh, really?
Well, okay. Being on a college campus, there's a significant amount of other horny gay college students. So I find a guy. And
really?
I find a guy and we designate a place to meet up. And I'm having a stroke. we find a place to meet up. It ends up being like the basement bathroom of one of the academic buildings.
Wow.
So we go down there, and I'm in the middle of giving him head just in this basement bathroom. And
the judgment.
I just heard
I know, I don't like to picture it either.
It was an
I had to see him suck dick earlier, so shut up.
I didn't suck dick, I just spat on it.
No, yesterday you sucked dick.
Well, that was yesterday. There were two separate instances where I was doing things with dicks around him, and he was very upset.
Did Boney Morrow ever pop out and interrupt?
What?
Hmm? No, I don't think she did. But, so I was sucking this guy's dick in the bathroom, and all of a sudden, I hear the door open. And, okay, this is like 2:00 in the morning. Like, no one else is even awake on campus, let alone going to the basement of an academic building. So I'm like thinking like, oh, we've been got. Like, public safety found us or whatever. No, 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 no. So it turns out the guy that I was blowing was relatively-ish well-known on campus for just doing a lot of, like, public stuff and just stuff on campus. So someone saw him walking into the academic building, so they were going to follow him and try and, like, proposition him and try and have sex with him. So this guy comes in, and the guy that I'm blowing panics, gets up, and runs away.
What the fuck?
It was, and I'm just, so I'm just like...
We all know you can't outrun him, so that sucks.
Well, I could roll away. Does
oh,
that count?
Oh, true.
So I'm still on my knees getting up, and then the guy who comes in, the guy who followed the guy I was blowing, he's just like, no, 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 don't go anywhere. And he literally just pulls down his pants and just whips out his dick, and I'm just like, this is my time to shine.
That's actually...
This is... This is my moment. It was straight out of a fucking porno.
That's actually really hot.
It was... Oh, it was fantastic.
I've never...
Cum tasted horrible, but it was fantastic.
I've never really done like hookup apps except for like Recon once, which is like the kink grinder type of thing, but I don't know. I feel like I'm 30 and it's just like a little like just I missed it by a little bit where it became super popular to
well,
do.
Well, didn't you use the one the pup kink, the pup app?
Pup
the
space. Pup, oh pup yeah, space. I use pup space and met a couple pups. But yeah. I mean pups are chill, so
yeah, they're pups are chill.
They are.
Pups are really great though. I keep meaning
they're having a panel at the same time as us?
They really are, so we're probably not going to have too many people into
Does pups. Anyone hear a pup? Bark, what are you doing?
Why aren't you there?
Jeez. Is that a cat meow? All right.
Oh my. But see, okay, I keep wanting to get a pup hood. I almost said a pup head. But a pup hood, but the thing is I have a very, very large head.
What?
Like, although, yes, I am plus-sized, am fat.
What?
I just do genuinely have a very large head. So the two pup hoods that I've tried on are just genuinely way too small for me. And the biggest size that I've been able to find was just barely fitting. So I just can't find a pup hood that fits, which is very frustrating.
We could get you, like, a beach ball and draw a little dog face on it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What?
That would kind of be everything, though.
Yeah, it would kind of be cute. Actually, I think for the weird side of furries and, like, squeaks or whatever, I have, like, an inflatable beach ball head that's meant for kink, and it's the weirdest.
It so has did a, you just, like, put it on, like, a pup hood? Or
it
like
has an emoji head? Face on it.
Really?
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
Oh, that better go in the video.
Oh, they do kink. Like, it's candy-coated kink. He does, like, kink gear, but, like, there's a lot of humor in what he does, and I fucking love it. Because you're like, look, I'm in a giant inflatable. I know I look ridiculous.
Like, let's have fun with it.
Like, fuck it. Who cares?
Have you done anything with any of the inflatables that you're using?
You fucking know I have, so you asked me that.
I don't think I did.
You piece of shit. Okay, for the video, I want to do thorough testing.
Well, he wants
so there was an inflatable with, like, a hole to fuck. So I put my dick in it. Like, whatever.
And how was it?
Not into it.
Okay.
Like, it's a hole. I finished.
Did you
I mean,
okay, you nut, though?
Yeah, it's a hole. I can finish in a hole. But, like... I don't, it being an inflatable or whatever did nothing for me. And it was really fucking awkward because I had to be like trying to find a position that wasn't super fucking awkward with the shape
well,
of it.
Well, how big was the actual inflatable thing? Was it like a... like?
Not as big as you, but...
Well, that's a that would be mountainous. But like person-sized almost?
Gelatinous. No!
It wasn't like the Ember
No, I brought the Ember Dragon to the pool. That one's not modded. No, I wouldn't bring a modded... toy in public.
That'd be so bad.
That'd be pretty bad. Oh.
Yeah, do you have any other stories? I told the last one.
Probably.
It's the Play-Doh commercial.
Why don't you tell Ajax?
The Play-Doh commercial.
Can I get a mic?
Holy fuck. Yeah, you might want to fix this one. At AC, Odin and I were rooming together, and we had a couple of friends having a little hookup with a little fisting.
A little fisting.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're talking
about. Yeah. And so Odin's like, hey, there's this commercial about the Play-Doh commercial, and it has, like, really vivid sounds. It's like, and we're watching this, and I'm like, man, this has a lot more sounds than I remember it having. And Odin goes, they're recording you, asshole.
They're recording them fisting, so that you just hear the Play-Doh, like, dubbed over, like, commercial going. And Ajax could not stop laughing.
Yeah, it was like half that commercial and then the other half me hiccuping because I was laughing so hard until I left the room.
He had a giggle fit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Were they fisting or were they using like Chance XL?
They were Chance XL.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, at that point, it's like the same thing.
They were so pissed at us because I can only use like half a minute of like 13 minutes they did it.
Fucking worth it for the memories, am
Honestly,
I right?
Honestly, though. You gotta have the great sound effects. There needs to be like porn ASMR.
There is.
Like just like.
That's
like,
on Pornhub.
Like the sloshing noises of like.
Yeah, or they'll be like, I'm gonna fuck your dirty little ass, you stupid whore.
No. I don't mean like. I don't mean the voices. I mean like the sloshing noises of like. Fisting.
That's called fucking vor videos. Look them up.
They really are though. How are those on YouTube? Those baffle me.
Because it's just someone sloshing around a belly. What's sexual about that?
Nothing at all. It baffles me how those aren't at least age restricted.
I have a story about Ajax when, like, a while ago, I was really horny and I wanted to bottom, and my butthole's broken. Like, I need to have literal surgery on it. But I was horny and I wanted his 8-inch dick. Hi, I just outed you. We were, like, doing stuff, and he was grinding on my butt, and he, like, got in a little bit. And then, like, he pulled out after a while, but then I was like, just come inside of me. And then, like, as he was coming, he went, Hwah! And just, like, shoved half of it in. I was like, It was like, holy fuck. That was a lot of dick, Ajax.
I mean, it's huge.
You have a fucking big dick.
Where were you going to go?
Big dick. Okay. When his cockhead gets hard, I call it angry because it like his dickhead gets like so big it looks like it's mad at
it
you.
It flares.
Yeah.
It's startling.
Yeah.
Care to comment, Ajax? Oh, okay.
Please tell me she doesn't listen. No.
I would.
She watched the vor video.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she fucking did.
Oh God. Oh.
When he says, hi, mom, he really means, like, hi, mom, you're watching this.
You know what? Okay, I'm relatively open about, like, being a furry, but holy shit, if my mom ever, if she ever watched, like, the, especially the Awoo. No, you don't.
Yeah, we do.
Why? That's a little too friendly. See, I'm all for having a good relationship with your parents, but Jesus Christ.
He's not talking about, like, brogles, calm down.
But still, though.
Like, Bogles is hot.
It's not like porn. It's porn gone bad.
Yeah, it's like fucked up funny videos.
Oh, like the twisted. Oh my God. Speaking of, okay. There's a video that me and my friend, she's actually here right now, we periodically exchange, and it's.
Wait, who?
It's Kanimi.
Oh, Kanimi.
She's waving aggressively in the background.
Hi, Kanimi.
The video is called, like, Sushi Sticks with Nipples, and you know what? I thought I would kind of be into it because I genuinely enjoy kind of, like, plucking at nipples and stuff. Like, I enjoy...
What?
Nipples are fun!
Pluck at them with chopsticks?
No, not with chopsticks, but, like, I was just, like, in the rabbit hole of Pornhub.
I am a rabbit hole.
Well, your rabbit hole is broken.
Use the front hole.
Okay. So I was going down the Pornhub rabbit hole of just, like, nipple videos, and this chopsticks video pops up, And it's this guy, and he's plucking away at this girl's nipples with a pair of chopsticks. And it's, like, aggressive. It's not sexy. It's not hot. It's just him just aggressively plucking away at them. And he eventually, like, he starts, like, working his way down his body. And then he starts, like, flipping through her, like, pussy like it's a Rolodex with these chopsticks. And... And it gets to a point where, like, three quarters of the way through the video, the girl genuinely starts to get annoyed and frustrated. So he's just, like, plucking away, and she literally just starts, like, pushing his hand away, just like, stop it, just finish me. I don't. And it's just the most.
Yeah, he. Despite what he thinks, he wasn't on a roll.
Oh, you're disgusting. But it was the most awkward video ever. And just the comments are just brutal of just like, what were you thinking? Just,
what sushi was he imagining her pussy was?
Oh, I'd say like a tuna.
Really? Why not like octopi, you know? Squid.
Octopussy?
That's a good movie.
Oh, that's the James Bond one.
Very good, Noy.
I haven't seen any of the old movies. The only James Bond movie I've seen is Skyfall.
That one's also good.
That's a mistake.
That sounds like a video I need to do.
I lose hours to that.
Wait, what is it? A tag called Y? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's a fucking Nidoflow video if I've ever heard one.
It's just the weird stuff. And you know what? Like, to each their own in terms of kinks, but there's a few pieces that are just... What?
You're a piece.
Oh.
Of work.
Oh. Yeah.
I've watched every Bond movie in order multiple times.
What was the one with BDSM? What was the one with the
fuck? Fuck off.
Okay, Casino Royale. Okay, in Casino Royale, that's the only other one that I've seen, and that's because he was actually streaming it in his Discord server, like, and we have, like, a movie.
Don't get me, like, taken down by the FCC or whatever.
The FCC?
The Federal Drug Administration?
Yep. Food and Drug Administration, you twat. Jesus.
We were totally legally streaming it. Go on.
But yes, we were watching Casino Royale, and I'm huge into CBT. I genuinely really like it. And like, I think it's like 75% of the way through the movie, Bond is getting tortured, and the torture is he was like put on a chair with the bottom cut out from underneath it and having like the shit kicked out of his balls. And I'm just sitting there watching the movie just...
Shit isn't stored in the balls, pee is, you idiot.
Oh my God. But it was a wild ride. And I totally didn't go back and rewatch that scene for later. Multiple times. Just a few times. It was a great scene. You moved. When did you get here? I swear to God, you were sitting over there. If you really want to fuck with us, just start playing musical chairs. Just like.
What time are we at? I think we can do audience questions because I think that'll be fun. Who has sexy questions?
Sexy questions.
Huh? I see a green person right there.
I'm on my way.
Green person. Stripes.
I know.
What?
Does the mic not work?
Is this not working?
There you're good.
Now it is.
My fursuit is blocking a lot of sound. Okay. What is the biggest toy you can take?
So,
nothing.
No, before my butthole was broken, I took a chance small. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's cute.
Were they Outback? Ironically, I think I've taken bigger dicks than I've taken in terms of bigger toys. So the biggest toy I've taken.
Big dicks, where you at?
Is
what?
A Rex Medium. I wasn't able to knot it, but I was at least able to take it. However, I have taken a dick that was probably around the same thickness as a Rex Medium, but it was just longer.
Are they here?
No, they're not here.
God
this
damn
was,
it.
This was just another one of my poor choices in terms of grinder hookups.
That sounds like a great choice.
Oh, but the dick was curved, though. So, like, I was laying on my side, and it was just, like, knocking at the prostate. Just
pretend right. You're a whale. I don't know. It's a fish hook. What?
Get me a... Oh, jeez. Oh, my God, I should change my bio to sperm whale. That should be my fucking AD tag, sperm whale. Are you shitting me? That's brilliant. Thank you so fucking much.
You're welcome?
No, not you.
It'd be your welcome.
You're welcome.
What else can he say but you're welcome?
Oh, my God. I can't.
No.
But, okay. Thank you for your question. Anyone else have? Okay. Our gentleman in the second row.
Which furry you ever met who been obsessed with kinks?
What? Try the grammar again.
Let me try again. I do have a proper English. Okay. All the furries have you met who been obsessed with kinks the most?
Duke, feet. No, Ajax, boar, and paws.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I just really have a problem speaking.
No, it's fine.
No, it's fine.
What about you, North?
Okay, do you mean like in a specific kink or just like person just being the kinkiest in general?
Person in general.
I've met a few people who...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I think like at least a good portion of us know the people who are quote unquote like the no limits people.
The person you rimmed yesterday?
No.
He's pretty extreme though.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, there are like the people who are quote unquote no limits. Of course,
this chick even, called Kanimi.
Even your no limits people still...
It's just like, what?
Even your no limits people still have limits, but I guess kind of the people who fall under that umbrella, like the people who are fine with like really getting beaten, like beaten up and stuff
like that. I've been flogged like so hard that after a while I no longer felt pain. I only felt euphoria, and it was so fucking amazing.
Oh, it's so weird. That's
it's because your body just goes like, fuck, I don't want to deal with this. Endorphin.
That happens with CBT too.
It's amazing. Like, it's pain, some of the best feeling you've ever had in your life, but it's so fleeting, and then, like, you get hit again, and you're like, ow, fuck, stop, no.
See, you can't really do that with CBT because you just, like, pass out when your balls are
hit. No, fuck that. I don't like my balls looked at, let alone touched.
But see, when it comes to, I've done a lot of receiving in terms of CBT, and it's a really similar experience to where it hurts for a long time, but then, yeah, you reach, like, this weird point where just all of a sudden it starts to feel really, really good. And I don't know how else to describe it, but the only thing I can compare it to, and other people have compared it to, is almost like a runner's high, where just like you're in so much pain where it just kind of like, oh, I guess this is okay.
It's literally your body going, I don't want to deal with this pain anymore.
So I'm just going to pretend it's all right.
Have as much endorphins as I can pump into you momentarily, and then you're going to snap back to fucking reality.
And you know what? If it's Mom's spaghetti. Great for all of 5 seconds. And then the next hit comes and you want to die.
Yeah. But God damn, is it amazing. I don't do drugs. I imagine that's what... Don't do drugs. But I imagine that's what a drug would feel like. That's not good. But it feels good. I'm saying I don't do drugs, but I imagine that's what it would feel like if it was good or whatever. I suck dick. I don't do drugs.
Yeah. But any other questions?
There must be. That hand went up fast. I'm blind, but I saw that.
We gotta get you glasses for when you're in suit. But are they
spoiler actually- for a future video? Thanks, Ajax.
So this is for both of you. So outside of stuff like just vanilla sex and fisting and stuff, what would you say your absolute favorite kinks are?
I don't know. And okay.
Uncut dicks.
Well, dicks isn't a kink.
It is, though. Uncut dicks is a kink. Like, if you specifically, like, I want to, like, roll that foreskin around in my tongue and, like, treat it like a king, like...
You want to roll it up like a joint, you know?
Foreskin's my favorite, but actually wearing my pup hood and getting cum on it is probably my favorite thing in the world.
And you're mostly, you're mostly dom with that, don't you?
What?
Like, pup hood?
You're mostly dom with it?
No, like, you're mostly the dom when you're doing...
I don't care, I just want cum.
You just want cum?
I default to, like, look, if the other person's more subby, I'll be more dom. If they're more dommy, I'll be more subby.
You just want the
cum. But it takes, like, a particular type to actually want me to, like, actually submit, and only a few guys have done that. So if you're really buff with a really big dick, hit me up.
For me, though, probably, I don't know what my favorite kinks would be. I do have a huge thing for, I really like
gore. No, you don't.
But when it comes to like actual real life kinks, because you can't really do vor.
Well, legally, no.
Let's not eat other people. But when it comes to like what am I gonna type into Pornhub or like what would I get off to most IRL, it would probably be like BDSM and like CBT, maybe like impact play, stuff like that. That's probably some of my favorite stuff.
Quite honestly, the keyword I probably get off to the most is just giant cock. I just like, it doesn't make sense because I can't bottom and my mouth isn't particularly big, but my brain is like, bigger the better. Giant dick. It's hot. And I love it. I don't know why. It's just, I love really big dicks. That's it. I'm simple.
You are.
And cummies.
You just really like cum.
Cummies?
You really do.
Cummies?
But yeah,
hello.
Thanks for the question.
Is this thing functioning? It is. So where's the weirdest place you've ever had sex?
The weirdest place you've ever had sex?
A location.
What? Oh my God, what?
Yeah, location.
No, I know, but he was, You go first, North.
I've done some, I do a lot of Grindr hookups. Like, I try not to anymore because, seriously though, I try not to do as many Grindr hookups because I have gotten a lot more like conscious about like, hey, they're not that safe. And although I do try
what?
Well, it's not even like the issue of like, hey, use protection. It's also the issue of like, hey, you're going over to a random dude's house.
What?
But in my time of doing Grindr hookups, there have been a lot of like, I've met a guy in a Walmart bathroom. Like, I didn't host and he didn't host, but it's just like, hey, there's a Walmart like a half a mile away. And they have a bathroom that locks. So that works. I have class, I swear. How about you?
I've definitely fucked in front of an audience, but like weird location, not.
That's the next panel. No.
No. No, I won't. But no, not really weird locations. No. Weird situations, yeah. Locations, eh.
Well, what's like the weirdest situation then?
I mean, in a group of like 20 fursuiters. No, we're not all doing stuff. Don't get me wrong. Like 20 fursuiters around.
Okay.
Oh, well, there's a kink event in Michigan called Gear Blast where it's on like a campground. And like it's closed for the public, but it's just everybody has to wear kink gear and it's a weekend event. And so, I don't know, doing stuff in the middle of a campground is pretty weird. But even though it's like closed off, so you're not going to terrify anyone.
Yeah.
Well, more than I already do. But.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Next question. Run, Soren.
No.
Jinx, you owe me a soda.
I hate that.
I'm going to take one of your Odin Wolf videos and I remember watching these. Why'd you torment poor Ajax with the collars?
He's a bitch.
Like, is that another kink of yours, basically?
Actually.
Do you actually like that?
Don't expose me like that, but yeah, I...
Why don't you answer?
So I was at Gear Blast, and I was in a dog collar in full pup gear, and someone else had the remote, and it had a 2-mile radius on it. And
oh,
it was
magical.
It was strong enough that it literally would drop you to the ground.
Oh.
Which was the hottest fucking thing, knowing, like, at any moment, I just go, ah! And just fall. So, yeah, that I definitely went, ah! And fell plenty of times, but I was just like, oh, this is hot. Everyone's noticing me. Oh, my,
And how is that not your weirdest situation?
Look, I forgot. I like shock collars a lot, but I can compartmentalize them when I'm doing a video, okay?
See, the closest I've ever gotten to that was hush plugs. I hate you. Do you mean like the remote play for the hush plugs where essentially you can like you can partner to someone else's hush plug like remotely like
I've
halfway across the country?
Yeah.
And I have done things where it's like we're in like a Discord call or like we're in VR chat and I'm
It better
like,
not be my Discord.
No. Other Discord. No.
I fucking feel like it is.
No.
My Discord's 18 plus in the voice chat, so it's fine, but still.
But I'm just like, I'm going to turn on their hush plug. And all of a sudden, you just start hearing like a...
Either they're really enjoying it or they have to poop.
Well, see, it's one of those, like, they don't want to outwardly moan, so it just turns into a weird, like gritted teeth grunt.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best part, the fact that they're just, like, trying to hide it. So, yeah, that's as close as I've ever gotten to that. Okay, the hush plugs are essentially, it's a remote vibrator. So there's typically...
It's a butt plug with a vibrator that you can control with Bluetooth.
Yeah, so...
With your phone.
You can just connect it to a phone. Like, there's some vibrators that just have a button on the actual vibrator, but this one's just remote controlled. So, yeah.
So if you have a long distance relationship, they also make the dildo version, and they make a fleshlight version that kind of pairs with one, roughly.
Yeah.
So you're fucking them, and it's sending pull... I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually quite nice.
I actually have it. I've just never used it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
But yeah.
My boyfriend lives with me. Why do I need that?
I really want to try electrocution, though. Like the, like, shot. No, that sounds horrible. I really... Just hook me up to a car battery, you know?
You'd be the biggest Tesla coil I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. I'm just imagining full Bride of Frankenstein hair just standing up.
He wishes he had that much hair.
Oh, my God, I wish. Mm. But I do really want to try, like, the electric collar play. I've yet to actually try it. I have done, ironically, he's tased me with a cattle prod. Not sexually, but just
no,
for,
just for fun.
Just because it's a lot of fun.
And I've done e-stim, where you put the pads on it and it shocks you. It feels really good on your butthole, like, one on each side, and then it pulses your butthole.
For those of you who haven't done, like, the cattle prod stuff and, like, the collar stuff...
Surprise, they're under your seats. Everybody have fun.
Well, it's one of those things where it's a really weird sensation because it hurts, but it also feels good.
And it's also a pain that goes away and leaves no marks.
But it also is weirdly, I don't even mean sexually exciting, but it just kind of gives a jolt to your entire...
It's a literal jolt.
It like literally shakes your entire body and wakes you up. And it's just...
Wake me up inside.
Save me! But yeah, it's a really interesting sensation. Everyone should at least try it like once, because...
Unless you have heart problems.
Yeah.
Or unless you're a bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, next question.
Who has it? I can't see anything.
Nope, it's
Hi, Soren.
The person Soren is walking to.
So I noticed that you said that you used a dildo before you were broken. So what is the story about how you, like, became broken?
Well, see, I aged.
Let's get you back to bed, Grandpa.
No, I probably had a butt that worked until I was, like, 20. And I was only sexually active since I was 18. So, like, I had 2 years with it, and I barely used it. But I don't know. I just, like, have bad genetics. Because... It's gross, but I know my dad has bad hemorrhoid problems. Look, okay, whatever. And I got those genetics, so I have that problem too. And I also have a chronic anal fissure, which means you tear, and then it kind of never goes away. Every time you shit, it tears. It's horrible pain. I wish that upon no one. But I am going to see a doctor about it, and maybe I'll get butthole loosening surgery, which, yes, that's a thing.
Is that what they actually do?
Yes, they literally take a, like a piece from your, like, somewhere here or something like that, and they add it to it. So your butthole's, like, literally looser, like Timmy's.
Way to call them out.
I didn't realize that's what they actually did. I thought they just kind of, like, sewed it back together.
That would just make it tighter.
Well, see, I didn't realize they would just loosen it up.
One thing they can do. They can also, like, tie off the hemorrhoids and they fall off. It's really gross and not fun.
Oh, like a skin tag?
But I want a fucking loose butthole. I want a goddamn take like a double fist, all right? Legitimately, if my butthole worked, I'd want to be a fucking meat puppet.
Oh, I found out last night my fists are too big for some people's pelvises. Okay, so I was fisting someone. I was fisting someone, and they're just like, well, I can take two fists. And I'm just like, are you sure? And they're just like, yeah, I'm stretchy enough. And I'm just like, it's not going to fit. And they just kept insisting that they're stretchy enough. And it wasn't even an issue of them not being stretchy enough. Literally, my knuckles would not fit past their pelvis. Like, it was just like, there is no physical way unless I snap you in half that both of these are going in. And it was very disappointing. But yeah. What do you mean, why?
You're used to being disappointing. It's fine.
Well, see, I tried doing that. I just thought, like, oh, maybe if I take, like, the thinnest point of one arm and then try sliding the other fist in at the same time. Even going like both of them like at the thinnest point, it wasn't gonna happen.
There's a lot of fisting experts in this audience. Jeez.
Yeah. Like literally.
My dream is to be shoulder deep one day. I've only been to the elbow a couple times.
Well, you've only done it you said like 10-ish times?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the elbow was today, so another one.
Yeah, that's true. That was a real fun session.
You weren't in it.
I was watching, though.
Oh, gross.
I was there.
No, not in my headcanon.
Not in your headcanon. I felt your hand through his stomach.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was.
It was a real bro moment.
Yeah, real bonding experience.
It was real bro fisting.
Like, dude! But yeah, next question.
Goodbye. Sorry.
They're going to the panel. I think we have a question in the back. Back row.
Huh?
I'm so sorry. I have a loud voice, but have you ever had any squirrel problems with nuts specifically?
What?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I feel like we're dancing around like an innuendo, but I don't know what that means.
Like squirrel problems with balls.
That you just repeated it. That doesn't clarify it.
Basically what I'm asking.
I fucking hope not.
I would. I mean, yours are too small, though.
Well, that's at least true. My dick's not too small, North. I'm not...
The squirrel would starve.
Bitch, next question.
Does anyone else have any questions? Questions?
Really, no one?
We have one up here.
Huh?
I'm stealing from Odin Wolf's channel again. So how is it fun with Corey Coyote in those yoga positions?
That video, though.
That video was awesome.
I don't want to...
I actually forgot that happened.
How do you forget that? He doesn't remember what he had for lunch yesterday.
The yoga positions were fine, but the oral positions were better.
The oral positions? Like, which ones?
Next question. Duke, what's your question? Fuck you, Duke. Ask a real question.
What do you want me to say?
Are you forcing the question on Kanimi? Oh my god. Are you guys getting married? You're kneeling. Ah.
We're marrying in Mexico.
What?
Oh no.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no. She's hiding the ring, but no.
Where is she hiding the ring?
Love you, Kanimi.
Oh, I have a question now.
Okay.
You do have a question. What's the question?
Are there any kinks that you all have now that at one point you were totally against the idea of?
Diapers.
Really? Well, that's the...
That was more for North. I wanted him to answer it. Because I already knew yours. Actually, I already know both of you.
There's...
I had a question, though.
There's a... You good there?
I'm just waiting.
You have a really bony elbow. This is not comfortable for
you. You have a really gelatinous body. What's your point? Move on.
There's... I've always been of the philosophy of try everything once.
Not everything.
There's a few things that I won't try. Like, I'm not going
to... Nothing illegal. We don't even have to cover that. Nothing illegal.
Well, yeah,
duh.
Those are the obvious ones.
And no poo-poo.
I'm probably not going to try scat.
No
like,
poo-poo.
Duh. That's just one that, like, I've always drawn, like, a really hard line at.
Yeah, really nothing, hard brown line.
But I, for the most part, have tried everything once. There was a few ones that, like, if you had asked me, like, a couple years ago, like, hey, would you be into this? The only ones are probably, like, the more, like, just being honest, like, the gorier sides of vor. I used to like just soft vor.
Go on.
I used to like just like soft vor, like just like someone like unhinging their jaw like a snake and like eating someone.
Oh, hot.
That's normal.
Oh, go on.
But like in like the last like year or so, I started getting into like just more gorier vor, which has evolved into different kinds of vor for me. So That's probably the closest that I would get. What'd you say?
Shut up, Rusty.
Oh my God.
And yeah, mine's diapers. Try diapers, even if they look stupid as fuck in your opinion, because if you wear them and you like peeing and then you pee in them and they feel good, oops, you're gonna like it. The end.
But did you have, is that the only one though?
Well, I never thought I'd like BDSM, and then I got flogged by someone and I was into it.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd like peeing, and then I peed on someone. I never thought I'd like sounding, and then I got sounded, and it felt good. Never thought I'd like e-stim, but it feels good. Never thought I'd like pup play, and then I like pup play, and so everything?
Really?
I like everything except for things that are either illegal or poop.
Okay.
Not everything. There's a lot of things I don't like vor.
That always baffled me.
I really genuinely don't like vor. I have nothing against it. Like, I just don't understand it.
When are you going to come out that you like vor? When's you going to...
I would have told, like, Ajax that a long time ago.
What is it?
Barbara?
Like...
Barbara.
Barbara?
Woo!
Hi.
What the hell was that?
Barbara Streisand.
Yes, I know, but that was not... She's rolling over in her grave.
That's not her. It's the electronic music song. The old Barbara Streisand. Dumbass.
Oh, shit.
I hate receiving large sums of money. Oh, no. Patreon.com/OwenWolf.
But hello, Duke.
Hi,
Nora. I see you cramming a microphone into
Hi,
your
Dukesters.
Maw. Why don't you share with us your question?
What's up, Dukey?
I will. What is your most disappointing sexcapade?
Oh, there's a few. There's more than a few. I think everyone has a couple ones.
My first boyfriend. He was a piece of shit and the sex was terrible.
How bad was the sex? Was it just one of those things where like he would come and then he
I mean, it was my first time. Mm-hmm. So of course it was terrible.
So was it one of those like he came and then
No, he's like him? He's like I want a top and I was like, "I guess I have to bottom then." And then he's like, "I'm not going to wear a condom." I'm like, "No, wear a condom." And he's like, "No, I can't get off that way." And I'm like, "I'm 18 and I'll believe you."
Okay.
Don't fall for that shit.
Oh, there's,
I didn't catch anything from him, luckily.
There's been a couple like bad sescapades that I've had.
A couple?
Well, there's been a couple ones where, what do you?
I'm counting the number that must have happened by now.
Well, okay. The ones that I was actually kind of like the disappointing factor was there was one.
All
who,
of them.
He sent me a picture of his dick, and I didn't really, like, compare it to anything in the background. Like, hey, that's a nice dick. So I'm like, I'm hooking up with him. He whips it out. It is huge. Like, it is Ooh. Significant. Well, it was to the point where literally it was so thick that I couldn't reasonably get it in my mouth.
Sign me the fuck up.
I couldn't. I literally. But here's the thing, though. Like, I thought, like, oh, this is going to be hot. This is going to be hot. I literally could not get it in my mouth without it, like, scraping against my teeth. And I felt
that's
so...
That's what jerking them off in desperation until they come is
Well,
for.
That's what I had to do. And here's the thing. 30
You're
minutes,
like,
of,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
30
yeah,
minutes
yeah.
of awkward jerking off later after I failed to blow him was just, yeah. It was not a great experience.
I've had plenty. I've been with, like, almost 200 people by now, if you count oral and up. So...
Yeah.
I've had plenty of bad ones, lots of good ones.
But, Odin, what about the time we used warming lube?
Whose fault was that, Ajax?
I was too awkward.
He went and got lube, but he got KY warming lube. So I fucked his ass with it, and neither of us liked that.
How warm did it get?
It was...
It felt like my butthole had a sunburn.
Yeah, and my... and my dick was burning. It was terrible.
It felt like my butthole had a sunburn. Oh, God. That's a little... Okay. So Don't do that. Well, what's it supposed to be used for, then, the warming lube?
For, like, jerking off and stuff.
But you said you didn't enjoy it on your dick either.
No.
Well, then what the fuck's the point, then?
It's supposed to feel good if you're a woman, and I can assure you it does not.
So then why... How are they a thing, then?
I don't know. Ajax bought it.
I think we have a question in the back, though.
My friend read Icy Hot in his balls. That was funny. Didn't end well.
It is pretty hot, though.
Hey, there's a question for Anita. So you go on saying that you like big dick, and also, hypothetically, if cog war did exist, would you still be so giddy about giant dicks?
Can I just, like, stay in their foreskin?
Could you
I don't
like,
want to go inside of
oh
their
my God,
dick.
Oh, my God, like a sleeping bag.
Like, if there was a giant anthro sheath, maybe that would be, like, fun to crawl inside, but I still wouldn't be like, ooh, this is Vore. What?
Nidoflow exposed.
Yeah, sure. I would crawl into a sheath or whatever.
But see, you like the extremely large
I like, foreskin. I'm really into hypercocks. And in real life, I like, foreskin that, like, if it was as long as a scarf, sign me up, I'll stick my tongue under it. Like, I love foreskin. As long as it's not cheesy. Clean your foreskin.
Oh, God. It's the fact that even happens.
Omelette du fromage.
Oh, no. What? I hated that. Me too. Yeah, it's... dick cheeses. I know there are...
Oh, my God. I was with a guy who was like, you like uncut dicks, too? And I was like, hell yeah. And he's like, yeah, I love it when they're cheesy. And I was like, what?
Oh, no.
He said it like that was the default. And I was like, whoa, no. And then I peed in a diaper and put it on his face. So he was really kinky.
Oh, Jesus. Well, see, okay. I once again, like, I know there's... I literally know people who are into, like, dick cheese. And if you are, you do you, boo.
Is there dick cheese TF?
Oh, probably. I would not at all be surprised.
I'm going to turn you into a craft single.
But back to the... Back to the disastrous sex experiences. There was a guy who I went down on, and it wasn't dick cheese, but it was like mid-dick cheese. Like, it was on its way.
There are some foreskins that get real fucking ripe, and it's like... I know you can't control it, but, like, hey, go to the shower real quick and rinse that motherfucker out.
I would hypothetically be fine if it was just a little, like, if it just smelled. But if you have, like, contents in there that you're storing, could just run it under some water.
Yeah.
Like, just take a cloth.
I wish I had a foreskin. I don't even care if I'd have to deal with that. It'd be worth it.
It would, oof.
Foreskin's the best thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to interrupt real quick and say we have around 3 minutes left, so...
So if anyone
Thanks,
has any...
Thanks, Soren!
I think we have a question down.
Paint turnip.
Making me run, I swear to God.
Gotta get your steps in, Soren.
Steppies? Don't talk about Duke
You overshot.
Way. And Ajax. Yeah. Ajax, look at these paws.
They're Wait, Odin.
You see him?
Beans! Yeah.
Odin, why do you hide the fact that you actually like Vore?
If you think I'd admit that I piss in adult diapers, do you think I'd be ashamed of liking Vore?
Vore, man.
Like,
Touché.
I don't have any shame. I won't give a fuck if I liked it.
You did used to be, like, ashamed of diapers for a long time.
For a while, but then I became a 30-year-old man and don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Or I'll be dead. I don't know.
Soren, you're going to kill me. And I think we had a question in the front row. Mantic. I'm sorry.
I hate you.
Run. We're almost
Get out of your
time.
Own panel.
Okay, so my question would be, what is your, like, darkest kink or fantasy that each of you guys have?
I don't know, Odin. What's yours?
I'm, like, open about all of them.
I know, I am.
Like,
I am not too.
Like, none of them are dark because I've, like, talked about every kink I have. Peeing in diapers.
Is there, I guess, like, at this point, it would more so be, like, is there anything that's on the bucket list that you just haven't done yet in terms of, like, a kink or, like, a fantasy?
Like, no? I mean, well, like, I really like being a sadist sometimes. That would be fun as long as it's completely consensual.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where it's like, whoa, dude. I mean, that's not, like, really my kink, but I'd try it.
Okay.
You know?
Probably for me, like, my... darkest kink would probably be like cooking Vore. So yeah, there's only so far you can scoot away.
Till I get sucked back into your gravitational pull? What?
Oh my, this bitch. But yeah, probably just like the more niche parts of Vore. But I think we're like 30 seconds away from being out of time.
We can do one more question real quick.
Run.
Okay. Screw your camera.
And little man. You can do it.
Are you wearing the hush plug right now, or have you this whole con? And are we about to see you just, like, drop on that table?
I've...
I wish. That would be funny as fuck.
maybe next year.
I just turn around and like face towards the mic and you just hear like
bzzz. Oh my God. I've actually yet to be the receiving end of like a hush plug like session.
And with that, we're out of time, everybody.
Yee. So if you want to wrap things up.
That's been the live episode of the AwooCast. I have been your host, Nidoflow. I had to think about it. Nidoflow.
Who are you?
Nidoflow.
Where am I?
Patreon.com/OdenWolf. And I have been joined by...
Kobold Northcote.
Thank you, guys. Whee! Boop, boop. We did it.